All right, kicking things off for our post-race press conference here for the 6th annual Chevrolet Silverado 250 from Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. Joined now by our second place finisher, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 8 DAB Constructors Incorporated Fleetwing Corporation Chevrolet. So, John Hunter, obviously a great performance for you guys today, and certainly a big run for you guys. You're going for the Owners' Championship. What was your view of the end of that race there, and how would you describe your day?
All I saw was smoke, but Brett Moffitt and I had a really good battle for third, fourth, whatever we were racing for there before the end, and it ended up being for second place. But it was a really fun day. We had a decent DAB constructor, Chevy Silverado, NIMCO Motorsports guys. We were pretty fast from the time that we unloaded off the truck, but we struggled a little bit on adjustments throughout the race, and we just weren't as good as the 18 or the 4. They had the old style motor in, and we had the new style, and the old style motor seemed to run a little bit better than the new style motor. So back to the drawing board on that, but overall, a good solid day, second place. Got stage points in both stages and almost maxed out in points, so very good Owners' Championship day for us.
All right, we'll open things up to the floor here. Any questions for John Hunter? No questions?
No problem. Thank you.
All right, we are now joined by the number 16 driver, Brett Moffitt, driver of the number 16 Don Valley North Toyota for Hattori Racing Enterprises. So, Brett, obviously a strong day for you guys, kind of a comeback performance for you guys there towards the end. What was your view of the end of the race, and what did you have to do to get through all that?
You know, obviously we had a really good Don Valley North Toyota Tundra today, and it was kind of a battle for this first stage. We wanted to get stage points because those can really help off if it comes down to not making the next round. So with our position going into this being second in points, stage points were our mission, and we knew we had a fast enough Tundra to get back to the front at the end. Had a little bit of contact early in the last stage, which put us back a few positions. I really had to abuse the truck and the tires to get back into a top five there for that last restart, and just didn't quite have enough to hang with them and to clear the eight there. But all in all, it was a really good day. We salvaged a good points day, and the end, if I was their boss, I would be very, 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 very upset.
So obviously, you know, this was a bit of a wild card race for all of you guys in the playoffs. You know, what does it kind of mean to be able to come out of this race, you know, intact, you know, third place finish, a lot of points? What does that kind of give you in terms of momentum heading into these last two races of the round of eight?
Yeah, you always have that in the back of your head that this is somewhat of a survival race. Obviously, we saw it coming in that last stage. There was quite a bit of carnage. So, you know, it's a relief and a weight lifted to get out of here with a good points day, good stage points, good finish, and go on to Vegas where we had a really strong truck in the spring race. And hopefully we can go there. And I think we're in a decent points position now. I'd have to look at it. But as long as we just have two more smooth races, we'll be in the next round. So that's our goal.
All right. Any questions here in the media center for Brett? We'll start up here.
Brett, going off what you just said, is it sort of a relief to get this race over with?
Certainly. You know, the road courses, they're so tough, not only on the truck itself, but as the driver, you know, it's so easy to miss a shift or to wheel hop it and have an axle break or something like that, that just mechanically it's one thing. And then obviously this place creates quite a bit of drama. So, you know, to get this race over and in the books and go out and perform like we did, it's definitely a weight lifted off our shoulders.
Any more questions here for Brett? Nope. All right. Thanks,
thank you,
sir.